Welcome to TipDB Finance, where it's our regular spot with Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADBFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
Very good. I'm in America, so it's 1 a.m, so you're getting me at my best.
I'm sure we are, actually. I'm sure a lot of people get you at your best at 1 a.m. But presumably you did notice the French situation yesterday evening?
Yes, it's fantastic. As someone just recently said, for the first time in history, we've got a French president that speaks English better than the American president.
All right, okay, that's good, isn't it? Well, that's wonderful. Also, he's the youngest and he's got the oldest wife and all this sort of stuff.
Disraeli, all over again.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, the French have chosen an establishment elitist. Was that a wise move?
Well, I'm always for establishment elitists, and being one myself. I would say that Le Pen is pretty much, in a certain sense, a pillar of the establishment in France. They've been doing their Le Pen thing now for a long, long time, but I suppose they're on the outside looking in and remain so, which is probably good news for everybody.
Right, but I mean, the problem is that is France, you know, going with the status quo, is that actually a good idea or not? Because that seems to be the problem, that you know, the Hollande years weren't exactly great, and apparently Macron is really an Hollande man.
Well, I mean, yes, nothing much happened with Hollande around, but see, I'm quite a fan of that. You know, nothing happened. Nothing happened under Obama. Ooh, is that bad or should it be like really good, like nothing happened under, you know, Mr. Bush? I mean, you know, things that didn't happen are normally better than things that do. I mean, the Roman Empire is remembered for the Pax Romana, which was so peaceful that one emperor, Antoninus Pius, had no history written about him or what went on there at all because it was so peaceful. So, I'm, you know, all this revolutionary change isn't necessarily such a great thing.
Right, so the French voters would be quite happy just to continue as they were with no unpleasant surprises, let's say.
Well, he's not a socialist, is he? He's not Hollande. He's not a raving communist like the other guy whose name escapes me, Mélenchon. I can't remember
yes.
his name. But, you know, Fillon or him or any one of the kind of middle-of-the-road people would have done the job just as well. And, you know, that's what they've got, which is better than some wacky extremist, which we've been electing rather a lot of recently.
I suppose the other point is that maybe these days as a politician it's difficult to make an impact, or at least a positive one. You can make a negative one, but you can't. It's rather difficult to make a positive one.
Well, you mean the bang button, like you know, our friend Mr. Trump has discovered is the only button that works on his palette of things he can do. Blow stuff up always seems to be the button that when you press it, it works. And if you press all the other ones, it doesn't work. There's an element of that. But, you know, I think that everybody says unkind things about Europe, how it's not going to last, how the euro is going to disappear, how it's going to fall to pieces. But it isn't, and it hasn't, and it won't. You know, it's going to be the super state, and there's going to be a constant, you know, thread, a constant stream of anti-European propaganda coming out of America, which it threatens. But ultimately, you know, Europe is here to stay, and the Brexit helps that along the way quite significantly, I think.
This is interesting. The U.S. credit agencies gave up on trashing the eurozone debt some years ago now.
Well, you know, there's not. The euro is a strong currency. What does that tell you about the future of the euro? You know, no one's going to be parking their money in the euro if the euro is going out of business in the next 2 or 3 years. You know, the euro is strong. It was strong all the way through the so-called euro crisis. The euro was strong. That's all you got to look at. What does the currency tell you? You know, I mean, the market isn't necessarily always right, but it's certainly not stupid.
Isn't there a scenario where the euro actually becomes the reserve currency ahead of the dollar?
Well, it depends on what Mr. Trump does next, doesn't it? If he gets his way with, you know, huge spending and less taxes, it's going to certainly put stress on the American position as a reserve currency. But, you know, the dollar's been incredibly robust, and I don't think there's going to be a swap. There'd be more likely a basket to be used rather than purely just the dollar losing its ascendancy.
Right, and last week there was the momentous event of Donald Trump actually getting something passed or partially passed. He's broken his duck as far as being president is concerned. Is that a watershed moment?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've just got to decide whether he's a fool or a genius, and I waver.
Isn't it the problem that he could be a bit rather nasty mixture of both?
Could happen. There's been quite a few leaders in history who have had a certainly a nice mixture of stupidity and brilliance. The history books are full of that particular, you know, combustive mixture. But as far as the markets go, I mean, they're on pause, aren't they? I'm bearish, but I'm actually making a bit of money, so I suppose that's quite good, really. But I'm still 60% out of equities, or 60% in cash, if you want to think of it that way. And, you know, the market is going sideways. I still think it's weakish. Not as weak as it was, but it's still weakish. And I want to see, selling May out of the way before I put more than a toe back in.
Okay, well, we'll see how May goes. Clem Chambers, CEO and founder at ADVFM.com, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Zach.